Chapter 20. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the memorial tomb early, while there was still darkness, and she beheld the stone already taken away from the memorial tomb. Therefore she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, for whom Jesus had affection, and she said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the memorial tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple went out and started for the memorial tomb. Yes, the two together began to run, but the other disciple ran ahead of Peter with greater speed and reached the memorial tomb first. And, stooping forward, he beheld the bandages lying, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter also came following him, and he entered into the memorial tomb, and he viewed the bandages lying, also the cloth that had been upon his head, not lying with the bandages, but separately rolled up in one place. At that time, therefore, the other disciple who had reached the memorial tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet discern the scripture that he must rise from the dead. And so the disciples went back to their homes. Mary, however, kept standing outside near the memorial tomb, weeping. Then, while she was weeping, she stooped forward to look into the memorial tomb, and she viewed two angels in white, sitting one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been lying. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they have laid him." After saying these things, she turned back and viewed Jesus standing, but she did not discern it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She, imagining it was the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him off, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." Upon turning around, she said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But be on your way to my brothers and say to them, 'I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene came and brought the news to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he said these things to her. Therefore, when it was late on that day, the first of the week, and although the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "May you have peace." And after he said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced at seeing the Lord. Jesus therefore said to them again, "May you have peace. Just as the Father has sent me forth, I also am sending you." And after he said this, he blew upon them and said to them, "Receive Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any persons, they stand forgiven to them. If you retain those of any persons, they stand retained." But Thomas, one of the 12, who was called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. Consequently, the other disciples would say to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and stick my finger into the print of the nails, and stick my hand into his side, I will certainly not believe." Well, 8 days later, his disciples were again indoors, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and he stood in their midst and said, "May you have peace." Next he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and see my hands, and take your hand and stick it into my side, and stop being unbelieving, but become believing." In answer, Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, have you believed? Happy are those who do not see and yet believe." To be sure, Jesus performed many other signs also before the disciples, which are not written down in this scroll. But these have been written down that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that, because of believing, you may have life by means of his name.